Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your host, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA, and Stockholm, Sweden. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we love to chat about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial plus 1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio.
Well, hi everybody again. We're here. So happy to be here with all of you again. Yay! I'm feeling very excited today. I don't know why. But anyway, so welcome to Psychic Secrets Show with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. Today we have Saturday, December 3rd, 2022. Happy month of December, everyone. And I am coming live from Stockholm, Sweden today. I have been here for a little bit of a time, going back to Greece soon. And on today's show, we will discuss scrying. How does it work? I'm intrigued by today's topic, I have to tell you. And we are taking your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air, and we would really love to talk to you. Yes, you. So call in at 563-999-3569. International callers dial plus 1-563-999-3569. And I have a little bit of a tip here. If you're calling from abroad, out of country from the US, right, you can call through Skype. It's actually quite cheap to have if you have Skype credit or if you have a fee you pay every month, like a something. I forgot the name. I'm sorry. But anyway, that's a cheap solution if you love to call in. It's wonderful. And you can also listen live and text chat with us at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. And if you go to the episodes page for today's show, scroll down and you find a chat room. And we are so happy to take your questions in the chat room as well. So we love you all. Now let me bring on my co-host for Psychic Secrets Show, Psychic Zelda Kelly, all the way from beautiful New York. Hi, sister. How are you?
Hello, my sister. I'm doing great. Can I talk today? I've had too much coffee. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I cannot believe that we're in December. But I say that every month. I can't believe that we're in this particular month, but it is the end of the year already, and the only there's two words I can say. Thank God. We are at the end of this year. Let's get this year behind us. Yes. So many different things happening. But how are you, my sister? How are things with you?
Oh, it's nice, thank you. It's cold here. We still have snow. It didn't go away. But it haven't also become ice. And I'm happy for that because that makes it difficult to walk outside, right? It's okay, but it's cold. Ooh, I'm longing to go back to Greece. I'm going to go soon. So that's going to be wonderful.
Yes. Well, the weather reports that we have, and I've heard from people that they really enjoy hearing this. So we'll just do it briefly, but where I'm located, I'm still visiting for the holidays in the great state of Georgia. And Georgia, for those of you who are out of country, is about 14 degrees C today, which makes it about 58 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's kind of cloudy. It's been raining all morning, but it's still nice. And we're glad to be here, and that's where it is. So anyway,
yeah.
I can tell you just one
more thing here, very, very quick, I promise.
Sure.
I know that in Rhodes right now, it's 10 p.m. in Rhodes, so they have 16 degrees Celsius. That's okay.
Oh.
But it's a little bit chilly to be Rhodes, to be honest. It's like Georgia.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think for those of us that use the Fahrenheit system, that is about 66 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Rhodes, Greece. So yes. Wow. I'm going there. Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. That sounds nice. Yes. Yes.
You're welcome to come tonight to Stockholm, but I bet you won't, right?
No, thanks. I'll just listen to how it is from you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
So you know, well, I'm so happy to be on. I think I should keep track on this. I think this is our 13th episode, if I'm not saying anything wrong here. And I'm so happy.
I believe it
to be here with you all.
Yes.
Yeah. It's absolutely wonderful. By the way, do you remember what we talked about last week?
I do. And we had a great show with all of you and a lot of great callers that called in. And listen, while you're listening to this, please call in and get in line so we can take you for mini readings and for those segments. But last week, we discussed psychometry and what do we pick up, the vibrational energy of what we pick up by inanimate objects. We can pick up certain vibrations and tell either the past or the present and sometimes even the future by holding different objects, a piece of jewelry, or it can be a cup, or it can even be a chair. My son actually has a chair in his apartment with his roommate buddies that is haunted. And that...
Oh, wow.
That is another show. I actually made a Facebook reel on it. When you get near that, the hallway in the apartment is haunted. That's another show. But when you get to this chair, when I've been there and I've experienced this, when I put my hand on the chair, you can hear an audible voice say, come on, come here. And several people have heard it at the same time, or even when you get near the chair. But holding your hand on that chair is a form of psychometry. You can do it in homes and so forth. And it's very interesting when you train yourself to become that sensitive to do something like that. So that was an excellent show. We learned a lot, and we had some excellent callers on that. So it was a great show, Anne.
It was a wonderful show, and I think that each and every show is getting better.
I think it's so too.
Exciting. So, today we are going to talk about scrying. How does it work? But I have a few very short announcements before that. You know me, right?
Hey, go for it. Go for it.
Thank you. So here we go.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
So, done, ready.
Okay, great. I'm excited for today's show too, Anne. This is a subject
I'm excited
that I kind of stayed away from. Yes. So what do you know about scrying? Have you practiced any scrying?
I don't really use scrying very, very much in that sense, because maybe, you know, it works differently for many of us. If I'm going to see something, I'm going to see it in the corner of my eye. I'm going to sense something. I can see a shadow, sometimes even a shape or something. But, you know, I don't know. I think scrying is only blank surfaces and objects, right? Because if you look at the sky and looking at clouds, that's not scrying, right?
Well, to give everybody a little background, for those of you who don't know what scrying is, it's an ancient art of revelation, or to see the future or to see the past. And it comes from an old English word that is descry, which means to make it out dimly or to reveal. It's very, very interesting. There are several types of scrying. You can gaze into the crystal ball, and I think for most of us, that is the most popular. When we see crystal ball, that's actually what it's called, is scrying or crystal ball gazing. There's a couple of other methods as well, and one is called hydromancy. That's using water. So anything that has a reflective surface. So yes, looking at the sky, I don't think qualifies looking at something, but I've even had a blank TV screen. Like, you know how you see reflections in a blank TV screen, where I've seen something on the TV screen when the TV is off. So you've got a dark screen and everything is reflecting. I've seen things in the television, and that was many years ago when that was. And it's quite scary, because I was actually walking in a room and looked at the television screen and saw someone sitting on a sofa in the room that was not there, but it was reflecting in the television screen. That is I have chills too. Believe me, I had more than chills at that time. It was like, feet don't fail me now. Let me get out of here. But there's also another form that is called oculomancy. And that's a little difficult to say. It's basically when you stare into someone else's eyes. Now, that's kind of unusual. I've never done that because I would probably start laughing before anything else. I think most people do. But you can actually scry, like the Native Indians here in America will use fire. They'll use smoke, which is very interesting. I think that is a whole other subject in itself. But you can actually scry with crystals, oil, fire, water. You can actually use a cloud. Actually, there's cloud gazing. So I lied when I said you can't do it in the sky. But there's actually cloud gazing as well. So, other than the crystal ball. Yes. So other than the crystal ball, I believe that the mirror is a whole other subject, Anne.
The mirror can be dangerous.
Yes, me too. And one thing that I will tell for those of you who do not know, that hanging a mirror on one wall, hanging a mirror on the opposite wall, creates what's called a vortex, and it is a portal, or can be used as a portal. And some here in America, but I think in Europe, really all around the world, there are older homes, ancient homes that are hundreds of years old, that they still have these mirrors hanging. And then they wonder why there's a lot of activity in that home. It's because it's a vortex. It's a mirrored portal. So that is another way. So very interesting subject.
Okay. I have a question for you, actually. So if you have a mirror,
yes,
and you have,
okay,
a window opposite of the mirror, that's not a good thing, right?
It's not really. It used to be a design type of thing that basically a lot of designers would say, oh, bring the outside in by using a mirror opposite of the window because it reflects. What happens is you're inviting things that are outside of your home on the inside. So you're inviting,
yeah,
that. It's almost, yeah, because you've got a glass, it's reflective. So it's close to the same thing as I have to tell you, I do not have mirrors hanging in my home except for the two bathroom mirrors. I have handheld mirrors, obviously, but I don't have mirrors hanging in the home. And I'm very careful about any type of artwork that has very reflective glass, because many times you can see that glass can also be a form of crime. I know, it's scary. People will now be taking down everything. And that's not what it's about. It's about being careful and being aware of what you can hang,
yes,
and can't,
exactly,
hang. What exactly. And what your intention is behind it. So now the question,
yes,
is, Anne, the million-dollar question, have you used any type of this type of, have you seen anything? And I know you've answered this, but now listening to all of this, have you experienced anything like reflective surface, fire, water, anything like that?
I have seen things, not entities or shapes of people on the other side or things of that nature, but like stuff I have seen that are not existing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the chills when you say this. What I do like to do, but I consider that kind of not being dangerous, I love to look at the clouds, because sometimes they are very rich in shapes and things, and it's like there are messages in the clouds based on how they are shaped, right? So I love that part.
Yes.
And
I have
a collection of crystals. So I take a peek at them and I hold them, but that's more like feeling their energy. And some of them are clear quartz and things of that nature. Yeah, you can see things. But I don't really use them as that. I don't know if I would like to have a crystal ball, to be honest, because it's coming anyway. You can see it with your inner eye. So,
yeah.
It sounds like we are scared of these things, and we're not. But, you know, it's a difference between being prepared and opening up and being ready to see and sense and hear and, you know, and
that's
being
right,
caught with surprise. Like when you are waking up in your home and there's something there, right? That's not pleasant, even for us.
No, it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. I have used hydrometry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you. I stepped on poor Anne again. For those of you keeping score, that's check number one on Zelda.
I'm sorry. You know, it's not a problem. I just wanted to say that, like the jokester I am, if I wake up in the morning and find something in my home, it doesn't happen very often, but it has happened a couple of times. You know what I say? Hey, don't talk because I didn't have my coffee yet.
There you go. Learn how to cook. And, you know, if you're going to hang out here, learn how to cook. Learn how to make coffee. That's what it's all about. That's funny. I would like to have a crystal ball. I had one years ago. But when you have one, for those of you who are very interested in this sort of thing, you have to get used to the images being upside down. There are reflective surfaces that cause not only a mirrored image, but it looks as though it's upside down. So it's is quite odd to get used to. And I would really like to have one of those again. You know, you charge them by the moonlight, and you literally must keep them out of the sunlight because they can actually cause a fire coming through a prism.
Oh, wow.
You know, the sunlight coming through and can act like a prism to, you know, reflective
yes.
surface. That's just like a magnifying glass, actually. But I like water, hydromancy, water scrying, because, and the idea is that you take a crystal, you have a charged crystal by moonlight and by meditation and clearing, you place the crystal in the water, and then you clear with sage and eat. I like rosemary. I'm a big rosemary person to clear and to have good energy come in, and then with two candles. Hydromancy has given me a lot of information. Haven't done it in a while because I do like my cards and my intuition and my clairvoyance. But you know that it becomes a very interesting when you start seeing things. Here's the thing: I've known other people that have tried it, and the moment that they start seeing reflective information, it can be anything—an object, words. Anything, it scares people because it becomes an unknown, and sometimes it has been it has bothered me as well. You know, so I'm not scared of it, but I'm going to say I'm respectful of it. Unless you're ready to start doing it and ready to follow through, you don't want to do it. The mirrors bother me. The mirrors are on the level to me as a Ouija board. But the mirror can cause some issues. I'll tell you what happened to me one time with a mirror. I was young, and I thought that I was going to be a real, you know, star, I guess. And I don't know what I was thinking, but it was dark, pitch black in my room, and I had a mirror, and I lit two candles beside me, and I stared at myself in the mirror. And, I mean, it seemed, I lost track of time because it seemed as though it went very, very slowly. But as I continued, and you've got to make sure, or I had to make sure that I kept my eyes locked on myself, I could see images behind me and images around, like entities coming around. And then I started changing. My face started changing, and I was an Egyptian. Now, you know, I don't believe in reincarnation. It goes against my grain from everything that I've studied, and I don't have any problem with anybody who believes in it, because I think it's whatever anyone wants to believe is great, and I still love you and hope you still love me for saying that I don't. But that was always something,
of
and believe me, but believe me, that, but that part scared me. And boy, out came those candles, and I changed my whole facial features. Everything changed. And that's a whole other, you know, idea of perspective that I had. But yes, I mean, it's an ancient art. It was around before there were any cards, any other divination tools, anything, and will still probably continue to be around for centuries to come,
you know,
if this world is still here.
You know, I think that we need to have a little bit of respect for the other side and the other worlds that we are not seeing, and I think this is part of it, right? It's nothing to really be scared of, but we need to be respectful, because there are so many things, because we can't touch it. We don't really know exactly all the time. We need to be in tune. There are so many things, right? And if we can create portals, that's kind of a little bit of serious when it comes to my end, when I think of it, because it's... We need to, a portal or a gateway, something that entities, it's like an opening. You go and come to the other side, right? And you don't know what needs to come in. That's the thing. So in my work, I always want to close those up. I don't want to keep them. We don't want to have that at home. We want to have peace and calm, you know. It's not supposed to be there. So I think it's something a little bit serious, to be honest. Yeah, that's my part.
I think so. Well, and I would like to tell our listeners of what you and I both experienced when we were talking the other day on Messenger.
Yes.
I think you know what I'm getting at. Yes. I am in an area where it's mainly university. A lot of the students are gone now because of holidays, and some may be here. But where I'm in a condo in an Airbnb, and it is dead people. Dead people. Yes, it is dead around us. It is. There's nobody around me. My whole building is empty. The upstairs is empty. So it is just nobody. They're all gone, and I'm just here. Anne and I were talking the other day, and I know that I've mentioned this on other episodes, about the voices and the screaming. And both Anne now, Anne, you know, is on the other side of the world. Both Anne and I heard the screaming. And, of course, I got up and looked out into the parking lot to see if anyone was there, and there was no one. I mean, this was a distant screaming that you could hear, right? I mean, you heard it very clearly, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard it. Yes, I heard it. And you could, we who are sensitive also, everyone actually is sensitive, but it's like how we open up for it. But we both sense something as well. You know, you can feel when there is something around, and that was definitely something around. That was freaky.
Definitely.
Sorry for the wording.
That's what I've experienced. And one of the things, I digress just a second, Anne, because I know we want to get to callers and we've got announcements. One thing I want to share with you, I was on a pod as a guest on YouTube on someone else's podcast, talked about things, and with 3.5 minutes into the show, you could hear a voice coming through. In fact, the host toward the end said, "Do you have someone there? Is your cat meowing? And of course there's no kitties around. They're all sleeping. They don't want anything to do with me right now. And I'm by myself. And lo and behold, you could hear coming through a very small voice saying, "Hello," in the first 3.5 minutes. And then there were other, it sounded like a woman saying other things, like, I don't know what it was. But I've visited this condo before, and I've been here back and forth from my other place, and I've been here. And that, it is all associated, and I've cleaned this place, and I've cleaned this, but I think that the people upstairs keep opening that. And they know that I'm sensitive, they being these entities. And sometimes when you see a ghost, it doesn't have to be a soul. It can be an entity. It can be whatever. But, you know, but yes, lots of stuff going on here. Oof, yeah, lots of things. So anyway.
But, it's something to... I just need to mention something. There's something more to this too. You know, when this goes for our guides and angels and anyone on the other side wanting to reach out to us, right? But also for any kind of entity. So if they see someone who is a little bit open and is showing like something light, right? Of course, they're going to go there and say, "Hey, there's someone. Let's go there. That's someone who can actually maybe give a message to someone, or if there's someone who wants to play a little bit, they're going to do it, right? So it's a good thing to think about. I always talk about spiritual hygiene, as I call it, like brushing your teeth, taking a shower every day, clearing your energy. I think it's important. Just
it
like everything
very,
else.
It is very important. And I clear, I'm in constant clearing mode, seriously, here. Because I have to just, I mean, I've seen partial body apparitions. I've seen, I'm sorry, we've got off topic here. But it's very important that especially in a place like this where I am right now, I would not do any scrying because there is definitely something open. And I think it's the neighbors upstairs who have had that. And it's kind of like, oh, there's Zelda. Let's call our friend. And we'll come over and we'll visit her. And I mean, if they keep it up, I feel like sometimes I have a whole convention here. It's kind of like here. And I can't help it because I emit that frequency. But at the same time, they know they need to keep their distance. And they can wail and scream and they can show themselves a little bit and everything else. But they know that they're not welcome. Yeah. And whatever they're going to do, they need to do it and quickly buzz off. And that's usually what happens, you know, like the screams or, you know, whatever. But folks, this was like daylight for me. It was in the middle of the day. So it's not like I'm living in this haunted night house. It was middle of the day and it can happen at any time. So as far as the scrying is concerned, I'll be okay. Now, for those of you, Anne is hoping, we are hoping, Lord willing and the world is okay, that Anne can visit me in the United States in April. We're going to be traveling and going to a paranormal convention. We can let you know, for those in the United States that want to come and see us at this paranormal convention, we're not the hot topic, but we will be there. And we can, I think we do have a Facebook page. So come on over and visit that. Join our Facebook page. It's the Psychic Secrets Radio. You'll be able to find us. And keep track of that because Ann and I will be posting things. We'll put our pictures on there. We put reels on there. We put all kinds of things on there. And we're just really going to have a blast. And so we're actually going to be doing the show together from the U.S. while she's here. So this is going to be exciting. Yes. And you can catch us. Yes, we're the dynamic duo, but let's just hope that we don't turn into the gruesome twosome, huh? Let's hope that doesn't happen.
No, I don't think we will. We're going to rock.
No, I don't think
I
so.
I promise.
I'm looking at our chat board and we are lit up and we have a chat in the chat room. Should we take
just a few very short announcements because now after this we're not going to do many more announcements, so just a few and then we grab the chat first. And then we start taking the calls, okay? So
sounds great. Yeah,
going fast. So on today's show, we are discussing scrying. How does it work? And we left the topic a little bit and moving around different things, but it's a spiritual talk. So anyway, and we are taking your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And thank you for your patience. We are going to start very, very soon. We would love to talk to you, so you can call in at 563-999-3569, 563-999-3569. International callers dial +1 before the number and call us for anything. I know most of you want a free mini reading, right? But that's okay. We love to do that too. That's what we do. If you want to talk with us live on the show, please press 1. That shows us that you want us to bring you on live on the show. So please press 1 on your device. I can see area code 917 not having a hand up. So it's your choice. You don't have to. just mentioning it. And our next upcoming show here on Psychic Secrets Radio is Saturday, December 10th, 2022, and we will be beholding open lines. How about that? We actually think about the whole month of December having open lines. Of course, we're going to chit-chat a little bit, but not as much as today, right? So we have open lines just for you to interact with you. And now we have some pre-recorded announcements here.
Psychic Secrets Radio, your psychic radio online. We are a live on-air call-in radio show bringing you spiritual topics every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Find out more about Psychic Secrets Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
So, my beautiful sister, back to the show. Are you ready to take some questions?
I am ready, and I'm so sorry that I just jumped this right off the rails of the topic to talk about these things.
No.
But, you know, I get so excited to talk to you and everyone about these sort of things. I mean, when it's a part of your life like this, it's like people talking about their grandchildren. I talk about the entities that hang around. That's it. I just don't have time.
I'm sorry for that. I love that, you know, and we love to hear you. So don't apologize. We
Thank
love to
you,
hear
my
you.
Darling.
So
thank you.
So we start with the chat room. Miss Jules, do you want to read the question?
I'll be glad to read the question, Miss Jules. This is for you, my darling. Can I please ask, do you see us finding a safe and affordable home in Kansas City soon? Now, Kansas City is in Kansas City. Kansas City can be in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, or Kansas. So wherever the case may be, let's just take a look. Anne, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm actually ready.
Okay.
So, this is something that I'm being shown here. You may actually worry a little bit about, and of course, you know, we need a roof over our head, right? But things are going to be better than they look. It doesn't mean that you don't need to put in some effort, but I feel that if you try to detach yourself from the worry as much as you can, when you find yourself thinking about things in a not so positive way, try to take your thoughts towards the other side and say, I'm just going to go for it, I'm going to do it. I don't know if this involves a trip for you or not. I see a trip too, so I don't know if it means it may be a little bit a distance to the place that I think you're going to get the new home, right? So I hope that makes sense. Well, let's ask Miss Zelda. Miss Zelda?
My darling. Okay, Miss Jules, from what I'm seeing for you, I don't know if there's a Taurus or an earth sign involved, but somebody that's very earth and fire sign, which doesn't really, I mean, I'm just pointing that out. However, what I see for you is this is a trip that's almost going to, or a move that's almost going to wipe the slate clean. It looks like you're not going into this blindly, but you're just going into this wide-eyed and open-hearted, and this is looks like it's very good. I will tell you, there is a benevolent hand. There is help coming that is going to help you find this home for you. Your cup is about to run over. Things are going to start really falling into place. I can see that there is definitely a celebration. The message for you is be wise about the area that you go into, and I know that you're going to because you say safe and affordable. The answer is yes. You're going to have some opportunity ahead of you that is going to be very good. This comes out like a phoenix rising from the ashes, a start over, wiping the slate clean. You have the Sun card here, which is me, one of the best, and it's the last card in the tarot deck. You've got excellent wisdom behind you, and there's help coming. So, yes, you'll be able to handle that. Very good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ms. Jules. Thank you. And,
yes, let us know how you how it works out for you, please.
Yes. Now, let's go and grab some calls here. Let's go to area code 646 first. Area code 646.
Hi, my name
Hello,
is Miranda.
Hello, caller.
Thank you so much for... Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Thank you
Hi,
for
Miranda.
My call.
So
and,
how can we help you?
Yes, similar question. I've been looking at many homes. Haven't found the right one. I just saw two homes online, which seem interesting. I'm just wondering if you pick up anything about the right home for me, when I will find it. And I know Zelda sometimes picks up details. So if you can, whatever you can pick up on, like what I should look for in the home, that will let me know that this is the one. I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Zelda, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
If you want to start, please, because I'm asking for some details. Since Ms. Miranda asked, I'm asked.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I start then. And first thing they are telling me, you're going to leave troubles or, you know, anything or the old behind you. Stepping into something new. This is the transformation period, which tells me that you are going to find a home. And it's time, actually, that's what they are saying. It's time for you to move forward, to move on. And maybe this is something that has challenged you for a little bit because, you know, as I said before, we need roof over our head, right? And we want it to be somewhere we can feel I'm home here, I'm safe. And We want it to be a sacred haven for us, right?
Right.
I get a sense that you're going to learn from this because actually I see a couple of people here. It feels like it's one woman and one man. They are not probably under 40. But I feel that they are, I'm not sure if they are friends or a couple, but I feel that they are interacting with each other. And I get a sense that you meet them somewhere and they will have some sort of hint for you, suggesting or they heard something that's going to bring you to find the new home. So the woman is a little bit, both of them are good people. The woman is a little bit maybe delivering news very straightforward when she's speaking and things of that nature. And the man is more subtle and loving and very caring, but they are both very good people, but they are very, very different. He's more warm in his how he radiates his energy, and she's more like bang onto the point. So it's good both ways, right? Mm-hmm. I feel something around within a few weeks of time where you meet them and you get the next clue from them where to go and find whatever it is you need, right, to find the home. And that's basically what I got. So let's ask Miss Zelda. Miss Zelda?
Yes, yes. Okay, Miss Miranda, since we've got the interest of time here, I'm just going to give you some things. These are things that you might resonate with later on after the call, maybe even in a few days. The first question is, are you traveling over a mountain? Or is there a mountain range around you? Or will there be where you're moving? Or even hills? Or the word
possibly.
Mountain?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, that's number one, because what I'm hearing is, or what I'm seeing, is that this is a very winning move for you. I want you to know that there is a star associated with the home that you will be getting. You may go look at a home and you may see a star hanging on the wall. Now, and I mean, this is aside from Christmas stars or, you know, anything. It may be something with the word star in it. Whatever the case may be, it is part of your inner attraction with this home. This is a very healing energy for you, this new home. And the money is going to be right. The plan is going to be right. You're going to be able to put this into action. I don't know if you're a fire sign or if you're a Leo, but there's some infinite strength that is going on. It's almost like this home is the cherry on top of the ice cream for you. And this is going to be such a wonderful, it's like your ship is coming in. It's a very good move for you. Yes, you will find a home and a star is associated, and there may be something about mountains around. So just so you know.
I see. So is it one of these two homes online that I'm seeing, or do you think it's something else?
I'm gonna have to say I'm not. Let me pull one more card and ask. Is there an eight? Is there an eight associated with one of the homes? Number eight, because it looks like this home is going to come in swiftly. Like it's like it's going to come on the market, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that's it. I've got to run this yet. So it's going to be out of the blue.
Okay.
I'm not so sure it's going to be one of these homes. I'm not so sure. It could be. Is it possible?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Is it probable? I'm not so sure.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
It tells me to keep diligent, keep looking. You're going to find
keep
it.
Looking.
But remember the number eight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The eight and the star.
Thank you both.
Are really important.
The eight and the star.
You're welcome.
Number. Okay. Thank you both. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome, Miss Miranda.
Thank you
be
so
well.
Much.
Let us know.
I will.
Be well. Thank you so much. I
you
just
too.
Want to chime in Thanks. One more thing. I don't either get a sense it's one of these two homes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's something else. But you're going to find it. Okay?
Good
no worries.
Thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, great questions. Do we have a theme today? Homes? Let's see what next question is all about, right?
I think we are. Yes, yes. I think we're attracting this.
Let's go to area code 470. Area code 470. Let's see if I can bring the caller on. Sorry. Hello. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where
Hi,
are you calling
how are
from?
You? This is Sonia.
Fine, thank you. Sonia. Hi, Sonia. Where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So how can we help you?
Okay. I had a question about one of my sisters. Her name is June. Well, we call her Junie. To see how is she doing? And how can
how
I be
she
a
doing?
Sister, I guess. I'm sorry?
Okay. How is your sister doing, Julie, right? I have to ask Ms. Zelda, do you want me to start, or do you want to start?
I have some cards that actually dropped out, and if you would, I can start if you'd like.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. It looks as though, hello, Miss Sonia. It looks as though your sister has been overcoming something. I don't know what it is, but it's almost as though she is no longer looking over her shoulder. I don't know why I have to say that, but she is overcoming. There's a spiritual connotation to this. It looks as though through faith, prayer, meditation, there is a new beginning ahead for your sister. Now, she's not quite done yet. She still has some things that she needs to deal with, work on, and she's dealing with that very, very quickly. But there is a celebration coming at the end of this month, it looks like, for her. And for you. So it looks as though she has made it thus far in her journey. Now she's continuing, but with a much, I'm going to say, more positive connotation. Does that resonate with you or her, do you think?
Yeah, somewhat. I was planning on us getting together through Skype this the ending of this month, you know, for Christmas. So I'm not sure that's part of what, yeah.
Okay. I think she's doing okay, but she's overcoming something. But anyway, we'll see what Miss Ann has to say.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Miss Sonia. Thank you. I have to ask something. Do you have something in the background, or do we have a guest on air here that's not kind of calling the regular way? Maybe you have a TV or something in behind, radio? Okay. Thank you.
No,
oh, thank you so much.
Equipment-wise or person-wise?
No, it sounded like something in the background. So if we have something in the background, it comes through the radio. It's kind of sensitive, just that.
Oh,
but anyway.
I probably have some soothing music playing. I could turn it off.
Yes, thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
That's much better. So what I'm getting for you and your sister here is that it feels like she's very in tune with her own intuition. I like that. And it's a wonderful feeling that I get from her. And, you know, when we are in that kind of place, it's like we are more aware of things that are going on within us and behind the scenes and around us. So it feels like she had her tough times, right? I think I hear, is it myself I hear maybe on the radio? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Okay. No.
I'm on speakerphone.
Okay, I don't know. Anyways, it's not a problem. And it's just echoing, so that's why it takes time
for
me.
Okay.
But I feel, I see a person around her. So it feels like maybe she's making a new friend or something. This feels to be a female person. Sometimes any one of us can come up with a male energy or a female energy because it's like energy, but I feel that there's something, a person that's very sensitive, very friendly, very nice, a little bit younger than her, and that's great. And I feel that they can have a great company from each other. She's going to enter into a very different energy that's filled with fire. I just love fire energy because that means the drive forward, progression, moving along. And this means that she's going to change things for the better. It's not coming at once, but it's like a process coming on. And I feel she's going to step into that energy very, very soon. And with that, she's going to have insights that's going to bring her to understand, to see things from different perspectives, meaning that it's going to be better and easier for her. And this is wonderful. So if she experienced some challenges or had standstill, sometimes we can feel that we have a standstill forever for a very long time. And it's frustrating when we want to do something, but that's going to change and it's going to be good for her. And I also feel that there will be a celebration. Yes.
Celebration.
I don't know if this makes sense.
Well, it does because we're I was planning, to backtrack to make sense of this, is I spoke with my other sister, Jean. She kind of, that's a different issue, but we're thinking of getting together for a Skype sort of get together because they're in different places for the holidays, for the Christmas coming up. So I'm not sure if that ties into it or not. Yeah, so that's why I just wondered. And my sister, Jean, that's a whole other subject. But yeah, I just wondered about June or Judy, we call her, how she was doing with that. Okay. All right. And is my mom around any place that you can she'd be? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. And okay. Can you pick up my mom if she's around?
I don't pick up really. Maybe Miss Elba. Miss Elba, do you have anything?
I'm not getting your mother right now, and I apologize. I think the biggest focus on, you know, your family, sisters, that sort of thing, and I think that is all going to happen per your wishes for the holidays. So I apologize. Okay. I'm not picking up on Mom.
You're perfectly fine. No, you're fine. Okay. All right. Perfect. All righty. Well, thank you so much. That really does help.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
So
have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay,
all righty. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. So, that was another great call, right? And
yeah,
absolutely. Are you ready? I think something in the background. I don't know what it was, really, to be honest. But anyway, now it's good.
Yes. Yes.
It is a little bit confusing sometimes when you hear things because you don't know,
is it an
echo from yourself? Is it something else, right?
For all the callers out there, I just want to say before we take any more calls, please turn down your radios, your computer, turn off your music, and please take us off of speakerphones because sometimes that will reverberate and we'll pick that up and it makes it very, very hard to pick up any energy or frequency or so forth around you. So if I can say that before, but I'm ready for the next call when you are, my dear.
Yay, let's go.
Yes.
I think we learned to be a little bit fast. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
So let's go for area code 267. Area code 267. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jessica in Pennsylvania, and it's nice to hear you again. I haven't heard you in maybe a couple years on the radio. So there you go.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And hi, Zelda. My first time calling, my first time listening to you guys.
Thank you.
My question has to do with, for the last like 7-8 months, I've been going through like a massive overhaul with my life, like looking for a new house and then looking for a job. And it's just been, I've been working really hard at both of them. I'm just focusing on the job right now. I'm living somewhere temporarily. And along my way, a lot of people have come to help me. Now, what happens is, like, even though people are, like, helping and praying and this and that, they see me on a regular basis or they'll email me and they're like, well, what's going on? You know, you have an update. Did you get a job yet? And it's so irritating at this point because it's like,
yes,
I have all this pressure on myself. And I tell them, like, I'll just let you know when I have good news. But I kind of went through this, like, years ago that, like, my parents were putting a lot of pressure on me to get a job also. And, like, it was – my father was like, well, obviously you're doing something wrong or, like, you're doing something or you're not doing something. It's something with you on why you're not getting the job. And I just – any sort of help you can give to, like, alleviate that. I mean, this is clearly spirit's doing. And I just find it like, I don't know why it's been such an extended journey for me to be like keeping resilient and like, it's just exhausting. So anything that you can share with it.
Okay.
I mean, I just went on another interview on Thursday and I got excited about the job. And then I texted the guy on Friday to follow up because he said, hey, I'm passing you over to HR, but I didn't hear from HR. and he didn't reply to my text yet. So I was like, oh God, there goes another job. Like, I don't know if that's even happening now. And it's just like, that keeps happening. So it gets very angering, maddening. So I'll put it that way.
I understand. Hi, I'm so happy to talk to you, Jessica, and so welcome. Happy you found us here, right? And
yes.
Ms. Zelda, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Well, Miss Jessica, I've got to say this because before we even answered your call, I was shuffling and these cards fell out. And I knew that it was for you. And so I've got to say this. I understand exactly what you're going through with that. It seems like you're constantly bombarded with, well, wait a minute, don't you have a job yet? Well, haven't we helped you? Well, don't you need this or don't you need that and so on and so forth. And I know that there's been some, it's just really weighing on you. It shows that. What I'm going to say is I see here is a sudden turnaround, like one of those biblical and suddenly moments where all of a sudden it just comes in and drops where, because you've got a Wheel of Fortune card here, which means that things are coming full circle now. All of everything that you've done in preparation is now for this time, that abundance, prosperity, health, wealth, financial is all going to start literally chasing you. What you have to do now is put to the side the rhetoric, because I know that everybody just wants to be helpful, but they don't realize that that helpfulness is not helpful. I do see is a very healing energy of this person that you text, and I want you to be careful and watch your words because you're attracting negatively. And you don't mean to, but you're just in a spot right now where it just seems like, oh gosh. And I personally call it negative momentum thinking, where all of a sudden you get this email and then you start thinking, well, wow, what if this happens? And then as time goes on, then you're thinking, well, what if that happens? Well, if that happens, then this has to happen. And you have to start getting control of your thought process and saying, you know what, I'm going to hear from this person that I text, and in the meantime, I'm probably going to hear from somebody else, and really command bringing in your opportunity. I do see you walking away from some of these people, if not just temporarily, and I'm going to tell you, in the past, what I ended up having to do when I was going through a period like this a few years ago was marking their emails as spam. So I would not see that. You know, I hate that, right? You know, but so that you're not in this positive mode, and then all of a sudden you see this and it just pops your balloon, right? So you have to now take care. You have to be your primary focus. You can't be thinking about what others think about. You've got the Tower card. Of all of this just kind of, it's not bad. It's going to be just crumbling away because you're going to take care of that. You're going to be walking away because the cards after that are very good and they are very prosperous. There's a home ahead of you. And like I said, this is going to happen very, very swiftly and you've got to be in the right mindset to receive. So this is going to balance out. It's going to work out for you. Just give it a little bit more time, and you're going to see that that's going to happen.
Yeah, thank you. And I feel that, too, and that's the whole thing. Like, I had this other job that I, like, really felt like that was it, and then I heard, like, I was – it's just a whole story. I don't even care to go into it. It's just so heavy, all of the shit. But, like, that didn't work out. And then it was like, oh, I got to pick my – I've had to do this, like, 5 or 6 times already. That I had to get myself dressed again, positive attitude, a new interview, and then control those thoughts. But, like, when you have that whole slew of other things that have happened that didn't work out, it's like, oh, my God, I'm being, like, bombarded here. So do you actually see something positive happening with this guy?
I see something very much positive happening around this person. Yes, I do. And it's got some healing energy around it. But here's what I want you to do is not focus just on that one, like where you're hyper-focused on that one, because God and the universe already know what is up. They already know what is best for you. And this job may seem like it's the best, but there may be something better for you. And during each one of these times, you're learning, well, what did I do in that interview? Or what did I do this? Or what did I do that? And I don't want you to invite that whole thing with your dad. Well, it must be you. It's not you. It's the idea that it's not good enough for you. And that's what you have to realize. It's not good enough for you. And you're going to continue on, but there is going to be that, and it's going to come swiftly right around the corner, boom, done. But
yeah,
you have to just keep focused, hyper-focused, laser-focused on you. But open yourself up to any opportunity, because it's like people that want to win the lottery, you know, oh, I'm going to win this lottery. And when the ticket doesn't win, life falls apart. No, you just have to know, well, I'm going to win the lottery. I just don't know which one. And that's mm-hmm. where you are right now. So you're going to be okay. Yep. You're going to be okay. It's coming. Let's see what Anne has to say.
Thank you.
And that's also, just to add to that, that's one of the key lessons that I did learn for those past jobs, was not to give my power away and, like, obsess about that one job. So mm-hmm. I learned that lesson came over and over again, and now it's like, stop it. It doesn't matter, you know, let more things come. So,
that's right.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're welcome. Okay. You're welcome.
Hi, ladies.
Anne, what do you have?
Hi, ladies. Yes, and hi, Jessica.
I'm
here. So, exactly, you know, walking this path is a little bit different. We need to develop a different mindset. So we leave conventions behind. And what I mean with conventions is the old ways, right? What people think, because they come from their own angle of wanting to give you good advice, right? But what happens is that they come from what they think is the best, or they come from fear or some negative thinking, or, you know, whatever. And it brings you a lot of energies into your life that you don't want to have there, because they come in because you listen. So first of all, detach yourself. Doesn't mean that you need to release all people, right? But you can detach yourself for the time being, because I also see that you are have a very good energy coming for you. You already stepped into it, to be honest. And like Miselda said, if there are emails coming that are negative, put them somewhere else, you know. Do something that's not going to bring you into that place where you start to question. And everything is energy. Every energy has polarity. So if I have fear on one side, I have the opposite on the other side, right? So I can work myself when I'm aware. Awareness is good. So don't be angry at yourself for being aware. So if you say to yourself, hey, I did it again, that's the sign for you, okay, what's on the other side of this, right? How can I think positively on it? That's going to help, because what you need right now, shield yourself from chaotic energies and everything else, because it has become a little bit too much, if that makes sense to you. And it's very easy said to work on these things. It's something else when we are supposed to do it. I've done this numerous times myself, right? Because and each and every time, you know, we become aware, we can just say, hey, good on me, right? Because now I'm aware. I caught myself. No, I'm not going to go there. Or if people want to have discussions or whatever with you, I usually call that drama. So don't step into any kind of those things right now until you feel that you are clear, your energy is clear, you have a better mindset, you're focused on you. And as Miselda said, what I see for you is the energy of fire already started. And as I said before, I love the energy of fire because it means advancement, progress, moving forward. End of stillness, or, you know, standstill, or things taking forever. or we may get something and we are disappointed all the time, right? This is a time for you to be in your energy. That means that you have to spend a little bit of time on a regular basis, preferable every day, just listening to yourself. That's great, right? Anything that makes you come into better vibration, because that is what it takes, right? I see happy times. You're on the right path. Change, wonderful changes. The energy already came in for you. I see abundance and I see long-term plans. So whatever you are making happen right now for you is something that's going to be long-lasting. I also see that you are changing your perception. So a blessing of all of these challenges in the past is that now you came to this place, you are going to have clarity of a few things for yourself, so you learned. Sometimes we can feel, why did I have to learn this way, right? But it doesn't really matter. What matters is what's going to come for you in the time ahead. There's still a little part of you that really, oh, I'm a little bit afraid of maybe losing some opportunity or anything. But just work on that part, right? I see that love is coming into your life too, but that's, like Miselda said, it's not, don't focus only on that. That's a part of everything good that's going to come for you. And let this process go on. So if you don't see anything for a day or two or a week, don't give up, okay? Keep on. This is a good time to be stubborn and be persistent. I hope this makes sense to you.
Yes, that is. I mean, that really has been the persistent thing, like just keep doing it. Just keep, and it's like, oh, my God, it's fucking exhausting. It's like, just keep doing it. So what do you suggest when I actually see someone in person and they're like, oh, I've been praying for you. Any good news this week? What do I say to that?
I'll tell you what to say. And then we've got to roll on, my darling, because we have a whole bunch of people that want a reading as well. But I'll tell you what to say. You say, here is the good news. I'm still here. I'm above ground. And God's in control. I got to run. Thanks so much. Bye. And that's what you say. God is still on the throne. He's in control. The good news is I'm above ground. And feet don't fail me now. Bye. Mm-hmm. And that's how you handle that. And then they're not going to stop asking. Don't stop asking. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, both of you guys. I love
You're
you
welcome.
Guys so much. Thank you for sharing
love
and helping.
You both just call in and let us know, okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. A wonderful call. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
Someone in the chat room, it's not really a real question. Sue McCarthy says, hello. Hi, Sue McCarthy. We love you. We see you.
Hello there, Sue.
Let's go on to...
Yes.
So let's go to the next caller here. Area code 678. Area code 678. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Kathy. I'm from Georgia. How are you guys?
Hi. Hi,
Good.
Kathy.
How are you, Kathy?
Welcome.
I'm doing well. I get a little delay. I have a question also on employment. I had an interview on Thursday, and I thought it went well. She told me I was moving to the next steps. It's for controller position. However, I haven't heard from them to schedule the next interview with two senior controllers. So are they just delayed? It's a no, because you just never know, because I've been told before you're moving to the next steps and nothing happens. So I'm a little antsy. So what do you see?
Okay. So Michelle, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can start. I'm ready if you don't mind.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Miss Kathy, I've got to say this, that you're going to hear It looks like between 3 and 10 days conservatively, you have the birth of a brand new beginning right ahead of you. This is going to be you walking through. I don't know why I see you walking through gates. Don't know what that is, okay? That could be symbolism. I don't know. The message for you is to stay strong because you are moving from choppy water to very calm seas. So I do feel that this is going to be very positive for you, and I have a brand new beginning. And I am hearing myself. Do you have this on speakerphone or something nearby?
No, I have no clue what's going on. Anytime I'm on, like, these type of shows, something happens, so I have to figure out what's going on. It's not
That's
just
okay.
yours.
Might be okay. It might be an earpiece or something. We don't know. But anyway,
no, I'm actually holding my phone to my ear.
Okay.
But I apologize. Go ahead.
I don't know. That's quite all right. But that's what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing that stay strong. This is coming, and I think it's the same as the last caller. Don't allow this to just be this end-all of end-alls. Allow this to be the stepping stone, but I do see you going forward. It's the birth of a new beginning. But the gate thing, I don't know what the gate is, but the gate, there's something there. I don't know if you'd have to walk through security gates on this job. I don't know what it is, but you're actually walking through a gate. So keep that in mind. I don't know what that is, but anyway. So,
that'll be interesting.
Yes. Miss Ann, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you guys.
Okay. Okay. I thought we lost you there for a second. What are you coming up with?
Thank you. I was waiting for you to prompt me. you know, Miss Kathy, I think I got this right. I was answering something in the chat room, so I wasn't really paying attention to your answers, Miss Zelda. So sorry for that. But,
no, it's quite all right.
I think that there is a balance coming in, meaning that things are going to feel more stable. And if I got it right, you're looking for changes when it comes to work. You look for work, right? And as I think Miss Zelda said something. Yes, please go ahead. Sorry.
No, I didn't say anything, sweetie.
Me either.
Okay.
I am looking for work, and I had an interview, and I'm waiting for the next steps for a controller position.
Oh, okay, yes. So there is something you need to release from the past, and maybe that is like we talked about before, like when we have had setbacks and we don't really trust in the process, and it's very understandable because it's not a very easy world to live in. No one thinks that, to be honest, but at the same time we need to have that belief, and I get a feeling that you are going to see enough signs, good signs coming. You're going to hear from them as well, and that's going to bring you into feeling more confident, which is great. You need to raise a little bit your vibration, and that's when things are going to flow better for you. So the first thing is that I have a sense you hear from them and your wishes are going to be fulfilled and come true. And I also have a sense that you are entering other things. I know we are in the month of Christmas and holidays, right? But it's going to be a bliss, actually. There are going to be gatherings. I see you meeting up with people. You're going to have a wonderful time. If you have someone, do you have someone significant in your life, I mean romantically?
No, I have in hopes of maybe getting back with my ex. So he pops in and pops out, but he's just not steady. So I would like him to get steady and ready and be the man that I know he is. So maybe that's him. I have no clue. It's just I have a hard deadline of.
I understand. But I see someone. I feel, you know, no one changes overnight. And we can't make anyone change. But if someone wants to change, they can do it. But it's a process. We need to be aware of that, right? So it's not going to be like slipping back into old patterns once in a while. That's probably going to happen. It may actually be him. I get a sense it's him. And because I hear that there will be some sort of positive resolution of what you have been going through in the past. So you can kind of come into a place where you can agree on certain things. And I get a feeling that you didn't agree because he didn't want to see his own things in this situation. So I feel that believing, keep your, you know, it's not like being over the top positive. We need to come from that place where we actually let ourselves, I want to trust in the process. I want to believe there are good things that can come to me too, because I do see them coming for you. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, it, just a little bit of clarification. For the job, you see it more than likely working out, and that is great and awesome. I'm like the other caller. I'm like the other caller, and I wanted to say, if hopefully she's on the line, that she's not alone. I'm kind of in the same situation where it's just like, why can't I get off, or why can't I get off, or so she made me feel better because I heard someone saying my story. So I hopefully that helped her a little bit. And I'm just that kind of person.
Good.
But as far as the gentleman, his name is Anthony. Do you see it kind of him stepping forward by the end of the year, or it's going to drag on to next year? And the reason I'm asking is because I'm kind of trying to put in my mind, if he doesn't step to the plate by the end of December, I'm not bringing it into January. I'm just officially done. So is that too stringent, or what do you think?
I get a feeling
Go ahead.
Please go ahead, Ms. Alda. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. There we are, number two, stepped on Ann's toes. All right. So what I'm getting, my dear, is that the more you focus on you, the more the universe will have him focus on you. I'm going to say that I'm seeing some hesitation from him by the end of this year. That doesn't mean that he's not going to straighten up and fly right like you want him to be. But what that means is that when you focus on you and when you want change, I would not look for him to change. I would look for the change to come from me to you, exactly what you're willing to do. I like the idea that you've set a goal date. He needs to be put on notice that this is what you are requiring. I mean, you're like taking applications for him to be your main squeeze, right? And if he does, it's just like a job. If he doesn't fit all the requirements, then there you go. And so I think that with the hesitation, I think the goal date is good. But it's going to be up to you what you do. It's going to be up to you. So if you want change with him, then I would change going on. And I think that's good.
When you say change what's going on, mean change me and just move on?
Change with you.
Whatever happens, happens.
I can't tell you what to do, but I do see the hesitation within him. And he only does it because he can, right? He does this because you accept the way he is. When you don't accept it, he's going to have a choice to make. And that choice is he's either going to change what's happening or he's going to move on. But when you hyper-focus on yourself, that's the change that's needed for him to change, regardless of what that change is. But that's what I like seeing about you. You're looking for a new job, new life, new career, new whatever the case may be. But you've got to get that part of your life also under control and You know what it is that you require and that you want in a relationship. And if he's not fulfilling that, then it's time to make that change. So setting a goal date is very good, my dear. That's excellent.
Okay. Okay.
So
okay.
Thank you so much
thank
for calling.
You.
Appreciate you so much. We wish you the best.
Yes,
okay, thank you.
Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Many blessings.
You're welcome.
So we are running out of time. Isn't that the first time, right? That
oh.
was a little bit funny.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
We never have that trouble. So we are so sorry. I know we have been leaving people in the queue here waiting for quite some time. But please, we are so sorry we couldn't take your calls. Please call into our next show. We are having open lines for the rest of December. So we are not talking very much. Isn't that a bliss?
I promise.
We're going to have time.
I promise.
Yeah. I promise too. And that's going to be my New Year's promise for next year, right? So just very fast here. On today's show, we have been talking about scrying. What is that and how does it work? And again, if we didn't get a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Secrets Radio is going to be next Saturday, December 10th. We are on every Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S. time, and we are going to have open lines just for you. Not so much chit-chat, only readings, right? And let's just play a few very short announcements here.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. Find us at psychicsecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at Extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official.
So, my beautiful sister, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before the end of the show?
I just appreciate each and every one of you being here. We love this. We love coming to you. If it weren't for you, well, we wouldn't be here. But I just wish you a very healthy, wealthy, prosperous new week coming. And we wish you well until we see you again next Saturday. I love you. Thanks for coming here.
I love you all too. And, you know, no matter how things look like, we can always push a little bit more and we can come out on the other side. That's actually true. I'm a proof. I
yes.
walked through mud in my
mm-hmm.
life. So I think we both of us have. And I'm sending you love, light, peace and joy to all of you. We love you so much and we appreciate you all. Bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com, Psychic Zelda Kelly, Extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, Extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.